The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
Or not.
Or not.
It's Wednesday, and you know what that means.
It's time for The Talk and AEW. Because always AEW on Wednesdays.
We're not going to discuss the pay-per-view on Sunday. That'll take too much of our show.
I will say this, though. The Iron Man match was unbelievable. That's all I got to say.
Even though MJF came out on top.
Yeah, even though Max
retained. Because he had to cheat to win, of course.
Well, of course. That's Max. Come on now.
We have new trios champions in the House of Black.
Yes, we do.
And FTR, FTR came back to they want the tag team championships off the Gun Club, the Guns.
Yeah.
But that's a story for another day.
That's a story for another time.
So, last week,
yes,
Darlene was here and she was talking about her crafting.
Yes.
We have the continuation of it this week.
The continuing story.
Apparently, she brought more toys.
Yes, I have.
So, where do you want to start?
Last week, we brought up the subject about one of the decorations that I had done for Christmas. Okay, I brought it with me.
Yeah, she had to go searching in a Christmas bin, but
she's been setting this show up since last week.
Yeah, seriously.
Here you go.
Look at that.
That is the Santa's workshop that I was talking about, the big giant workshop.
Does the same thing.
How long did it take you to do that?
This one?
A couple of months.
About a month. Yeah. Maybe two.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, a couple of months.
I'd say about two to estimate.
So it looks like those berries are kind of small.
Yeah, they are.
Holly berries, yeah.
This is not like a beginner's project, apparently.
No, this one is.
No, that's a more advanced.
This is an advanced one. This is pro. Sorry.
This is pro.
Yeah.
And I will show you on a different one, what it is for beginners.
Beginners pro.
Yeah, then that one is more of a pro because you have to make sure you
beginner.
Don't. Yeah.
This is beginner.
Yeah, it's a little white lop-eared
bigger
bunny.
It, because of the fact that it is big, it makes it easier.
And also it's one-dimensional.
Yeah, it's one-dimensional. It's not two-dimensional. Three-dimensional. And you don't have to worry about the small parts or anything difficult that you have to do or anything.
It's a white lop-eared bunny with a little purple bow tie, and he has little goo-goo eyes. And
yep.
So as a beginner, how long do you think that would take?
A little yellow egg. I'm sorry.
As a beginner, how long do you think it would take to do that?
Got
half an hour show. Everybody's trying to cram their thoughts in.
Sorry.
As a beginner, I would say probably would take the person about a month if they can master the thing. The object is to go into the and then flip over is the stitch that you want to make this absolutely to the perfect stitch that you want.
You do it like a diagonal.
Yeah, and then there's the lettering, which is something that every time that I do it, it still fascinates the heck out of everybody because I'm able to do it without no problem. I'm sorry, my spelling is perfect. You ask out of the three of us in the family, sorry, I write better than you do. And you know it.
Okay, she's not allowed to watch wrestling anymore.
She's just steal a line from MJF.
She just quoted Max.
So you made the lights go out when you did that.
Yeah.
I'm better than you and you know it.
Yes, yep. Yes, she just... The only reason why she even attempts to even like Max is because he has a cat. That's the only reason.
Ringo Starr has a cat.
I know Ringo has a cat.
Yes.
I don't know why that has to do with what we're doing today.
I said the only reason why she likes MJF is because he has a cat.
We were talking
about
wrestling.
I heard you. Don't have to scream at me.
I didn't say Ringo. Where the hell did you get Ringo
out of? Because you mentioned cat, and this is Ringo has a cat. Anyway, okay. Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
So did John have a cat? He had two cats.
Again, okay. Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
All right. So the question you just also gave me was about a beginner's. This one is so adorable. Oop. Sorry.
Point.
There we go. And it is to a beginner's one. And actually, a lot of people will find it easy to do. We did. So did she. She did it. A lot of them. I had companion help.
Yeah.
Now we know you just dropped off a few little baskets to Matt in the back here for his crew. Are those beginner's baskets, or are those...
Yes.
How long did it take to make them? Well, I know how long it took to make them, but I had to sit through it, but I'm sure the viewing and listening audience doesn't know how long it took for you to make them.
A day.
Yeah.
It took me a day.
Yeah, it took her a day,
Took me 12 hours.
Yep.
Completed.
So, yep.
Well, I also did other things in between, so actually it took me 6.
Yeah.
So I, you know. But a difference of having a good time and relaxing.
And
Jessica did this one.
Yep.
Which is the bunny rabbit.
Hey, I had to.
And ended up with
bunnies.
The big head. And then it had all the separations. Da, 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 da. Of the...
Yeah, and the egg and the two...
For the benefit of the people listening on WTBR, she's going through her beginner's book.
Yeah.
A beginner's book.
The people, I keep telling you, people on TBR can't see you.
Okay, this one...
You have to...
I got on Amazon, and it was one of the craft stores... that had a bunch of the books and stuff. You can find a lot of beautiful patterns. You can actually see them. And you can do a lot of different ones. The best thing to do is to open up your phone and read the descriptions of what it is. There are certain sizes that you want to go ahead and get your canvas. For this particular one, the idea of the canvas is to get a size 7. And you're going to read the inside of it. You're going to go ahead, like this one gives you the instructions of 2 sheets of 7 count canvas. You need the difference of the, when they turn around, they mention color keys. Color keys is the color of what the subject is when you go ahead and do you look at it, and it'll tell you
the different types of colored yarn you're going to be using for it,
exactly.
The exact color, what shade you're looking for, where
you're looking for, like purples,
where you're going to use the yarn and stuff like that.
Exactly. So, yeah. Exactly. You're looking for anything from like toffee to black and white and purple and everything. It just gives you a whole list. And then you can pretty much go on the website and you can find pretty much of anything from a 4.7 ounces to a pound of the yarn that you can actually get, and it'll last you pretty much of for the thing. And you can also go ahead and put them away, and then you're ready for maybe another project that you want to do. I mean, these books are absolutely beautiful, especially for women. But if they have the sensitive gentleman who loves to go ahead and also, by all means, jump in. You never know. You know, you may just love it just as much as the women do. I'm not out to judge, and I don't judge. You have a question? Hey, by all means, go ahead. Send a question to Peter. Peter will get it back to me, and I'll give you an answer.
WWEPeter@gmail.com. So explain to our audience, because you mentioned 7 canvas. Explain the difference between 7 canvas, 10 canvas.
Okay. The difference between them is a size. Okay. Now, the object is, yeah, I keep them pretty clean. You got to keep them in the plastic sometimes, because in my house, you pick up kitty fur. Okay. This one is the micro. This one is a very, very
it's
tiny.
Very it's very fine and tiny.
This hold is, it up to the camera.
This one here
there you go.
Is the most smallest one. This is a 10 count.
Yeah, the 10 count is microfine.
Do not confuse yourself when you make the purchase. This is a 10 count. This is definitely a pro, and this one is used for embroidery stitch. Okay?
Yeah.
You can also, ladies who do the embroidery can also do the plastic canvas in an embroidery design.
Yeah, exactly.
You can use embroidery yarn, and you can do that also. A little bit of 411 for you guys.
Yeah, and it's more like if you're doing something like embroidery portraits where, you know, your project calls for it. Like you're doing like a little dollhouse or something, and it calls for little embroidery portraits. You can do it that way.
Yep. And then you got, this is the actual one of the 10 count. This is the one. Like I said, it looks like a fly swatter.
Or is that the 7?
That's the 7. It looks
like
the
7. Fly. Sorry. Seven. It's the 7. I'm doing real good today. You're it good. Is the 7. It looks like a fly swatter.
Yeah.
And it's got the flexi. As you, those who can see it on the TV, it's kind of a flexi. But for those on the radio, yeah, there is two different kinds. There is the hard plastic, and then there's the soft. You can also go ahead, once again, look on the app, pay attention what you're ordering, because the hard stuff can crack at times that you go ahead and cut with it.
It can.
So be very, very cautious.
That's more used for what, structures?
Yeah, that's more of a, you want to make like the tissue box.
Tissue boxes, the
outer
workshop.
The outer part of the tissue box can be used with the heart. Any of the soft things that you want to put on it, I suggest the soft.
Yeah.
And then we have the fun part of doing the plastic. And that is the octagon. Which can be used for...
Are these cut separate, or can you order these separate,
no,
or
these
can you make your own?
The octagon is a separate purchase individually by itself.
Those are pre-made.
These are the pre-made ones, and the reason why
they're pre-made
is because they're hard to get. But you can go ahead and take them and cut them if you have to make certain kinds of ones. Now, there are certain ways that they're designed on the, once you get become pro, you can use them on your, I've done it.
So how do you determine when you're pro?
when you can do them basically in your sleep, or when you can sit there and watch TV and go ahead and do them while you're watching television.
Like when AEW puts your picture up on the thing and says, you are now all elite, so now you're pro.
I am all elite.
Carry on my wayward son.
Oh, right. Okay, that's...
Now that kind of elite.
And then we have the beautiful square where I had gone
circle.
Ahead.
Circle, mother.
Circle. Or,
oh, no, correction, the square is at the house.
The square, it doesn't help us here.
Sorry, the circle, okay? You can go ahead and how
notice
I
the
made...
the cameras, we're actually in the studio.
Yeah. Okay,
I had gone ahead and went all the way towards the great straight to the end, middle part of it, sorry. The middle part of it is how I made
the coins.
The coins. And then the best thing is, don't throw these away after you go ahead and decide you want to do something that small. Save it. You can cut it. You can make a beautiful rainbows out of them. Or you can go ahead and you just take them and
use
cut them.
Christmas wreaths.
Take them and you can cut them in half, make them into rainbows. Or you could take the centers out and make wreaths out. And the thing is if you really, really start paying attention to what you're doing, you can get ones with letters. You can write Merry Christmas. You can go right completely around and go Merry Christmas. Or you can make someone's name on him, which I do all the time.
Or you can make coasters out of them or anything
yeah.
like that.
Oh, yeah. These are great for coasters. You can do just about anything. Some of the designs are absolutely static and fun to do. We have everything from Halloween, Christmas. Right now, we have St. Patrick's Day on the wall. Later on, we'll have Easter. Nothing for Mother's Day, really, except for maybe some flowers that I made.
Yeah.
And we have the things to put them in.
The flower and ladybug tissue box.
Flower and ladybug tissue box. And the teacup tissue box that's, you know, we have. And we have, bunch of stuff for the 4th of July that we've made. The Rocket, Johnny Rocket. We have Uncle Sam.
Halloween and Christmas seem to be the most...
Yeah. We basically...
biggest ones that we've done.
I think the Halloween and the Christmas is the one that... Because the Halloween...
That has the most projects.
The Halloween has a lot. The Christmas has, like... All the containers from the, good grief, the popcorn containers.
Yeah.
We have anywhere from Santa Clauses in chimneys to we have...
baby deer.
Baby deers. It's so cute. It's on the triangle with the baby deers. We have some really, really, really cute ones.
There's ornaments, there's wreaths, there's...
All kinds of things. We also have Santa Clauses with candy canes wrapped around them, holding literally with their hands together.
Oh, yeah, and a little
holding
candy
onto candy canes.
Yeah.
Yep. We have done some. We have... I have...
There's one I have to redo, and it was a garland that I made. It was Santa Claus and his 12 reindeer, Santa Claus and his 8 reindeer.
Yes, we still have that. We haven't really attacked it, so we got to concentrate on that. We can do that anytime. Like I said, we own the patterns. We can do them anytime we desire.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Going back to your Christmas house, did it take you to do that? Look at me in that tone of voice. How long did it take you to do that Christmas house?
You asked me that one, and it did. It took me 2 months.
2 months.
In total. And the cutest thing about it is...
The cutest thing. She remembers what questions I asked last week. I remember what questions I asked last week.
And you have a lot of nerve to go ahead and...
North Pole.
Oh, yeah.
There's a little sign that goes with it that says North Pole, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will use that for like their little, because it's made for a Christmas village.
Yeah,
is what it's made for.
There is actually an entire village. There is a covered wagon and a couple other things.
And
there
it goes.
Music box is going off.
Yeah, and Spriddle's little ceramic figures and stuff.
So, you brought... How do you put all that together? You use some sort of a glue device?
Yeah. Okay. Hold on, she's getting it.
She brought the whole house tonight.
Almost brought the whole house.
There you go.
There it is.
The glue gun.
The killer device, I call it.
Okay, the stuff stuck to the side of it is her fingers.
You're funny. Actually, no, it's...
Are there different sizes?
Melted glue.
Are there different sizes of glue guns and glue sticks?
Yes, this is what holds everything together. All this...
A glue stick.
With this here.
Literally a
I'm doing real good today.
You can't get it in the camera.
Well, everything
there
with this...
Is.
Yeah,
there's
that's
a glue gun.
Actually, that's actually a low-temperature glue gun.
It's a low-temperature glue gun.
High temp.
Oh, the high temp.
It's the high temp.
Well, I tried had a low temp. You had the low temp and it wouldn't work that well.
The low temps won't work. Proof to popular demand, the low temps won't work. So you have to be very, very cautious with this because you can go ahead and burn your skin pretty badly with it.
And that's a wonderful smell if you're in when that happens. In our case, you have to keep the cat away because the cat likes to
sniff it.
Let's
just say it hurts.
You got, like I said, here's the glue stick that goes in, and
you put it in through. Yeah, you put it in through the back of the chamber, and
there you go. Goes into the back of the chamber,
and you can get bunches of these on different websites, and they're not too expensive. So
no,
if you
goes
in.
They're pretty inexpensive. Let's just say there's a lot for quantity.
Yeah.
For the price.
Goes into the back of the chamber and you got pretty good.
So you can check your favorite online retailer.
Your favorite online retailers, yes.
To get the glue sticks. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Just put it out there. What else you got? There's her boxes. This is what we were waiting for. These are so good.
They are cute.
And
adorable. There. There is the
tissue
box.
Now, is that a beginner or intermediate? Is there an intermediate side to this? Because you went from beginner to pro. Is there an intermediate side?
It can be. It is for, to do this, the intermediate is... the tissue box to put it together, and then you got the things, but mainly I would say the pro would probably be the very, very tiniest little bitty things. It all depends on actually how you feel that, you know, you feel that it's your step to go to the next part of that. If you feel that, you know, you want it to be your next step, that you feel that you're a pro, fine. Call yourself that.
Now describe your tissue box for the people who don't have smell-o-vision.
Okay. To the point, for those who are listening on the radio, it is a teal color. And the flowers are baby blue with a little bit of yellow in between to make the...
Oh, kind of like a little light... blue cornflower, kind of.
Yeah, sort of like the cornflower. Absolutely pretty. And the chicken, baby chicken that's on, baby chickie that's on it, is made of cornmeal yarn.
Now, was your chick a pattern or was it freeform?
Actually, it was a pattern. And then there's the little egg that, where it, that
little
hatched egg. Now, the hatched egg was... a combination of my design and a combination of a pattern. So I didn't like the way it was designed, so I changed it.
Which was going to be my next question is, when you do these patterns and designs...
You don't have to keep them to the way it was. You maybe like it better that it looks better in your thought, by all means. Enjoy yourself. Do it as your thought. Now, this here is an egg... Okay, it's an egg pattern. It's not supposed to be a top. I took the guts out of that sucker and cut it down, and bingo, there's my top pop. you don't have to, you maybe want something different for your top, hey, by all means, as long as you measure it out to put your tissue paper through it, you can have it. It's really, really cool.
Yeah.
I have done...
So with the glue sticks and the glue gun, explain, like, those your edges. You put the boxes together?
Yeah.
With gluing them together?
Yes.
Okay.
You go ahead and you take them close to the edge, and you go downward. There we go. Sorry. You go downward to the side, and right here where the ridges are, where they're very, very soft feeling, you glue them together. And you hold them together because the object is try to keep a steady hand as you can without burning your precious fingers.
Yes.
And you keep them together for the few minutes that it takes for them to bond together. If it doesn't hold the first time, don't lose your cool. Take a few minutes and reapply the glue again. Guaranteed that sucker will stay on.
So that's what you do. You put that over a real tissue box, and then you pull the tissues up through that.
I'll show you.
She'll show me. Okay.
And she came prepared.
Probably. Okay. She's looking through her many many boxes of toys here that she brought with her today.
I left it home, but I can pretty much go ahead and do this. Pretty much, this is bendable, so I can pretty much bend it. Okay, take and you go pretty much
the together two seams.
To the two ends. You can go this way, and you go inward with it, and you would go, whoops.
Diagonally down.
Diagonally.
Or completely down.
Completely straight down, and then you would take it and you would press it on either side. But by all means, ladies or gentlemen,
watch your fingers.
Watch your fingers and pull those suckers back, because by all means, them things are hot and you could end up with a pretty scalding burn. Take it from a lady who's done it more than once.
Yeah, it doesn't really take that long.
The very first time that I ever did it, my youngest daughter turned around and says, Mom, watch your hand. I didn't watch my hand, and I burnt my thumb. Right up on the top.
We got a couple of minutes left. What else do you have in there that you didn't pop
One
out
thing
yet that you want to...
You asked me about the tiny
I love
one.
These things. I love these things.
Okay. This isn't...
There's a lot of swearing involved in doing these.
This is a baby chicken hatching... a baby duck. Hatching out of its shell. Baby. And I made this one, and this is the one that, pretty much was a lot of swearing because I almost burnt my thumb trying to put it together, and I kind of talk like a trucker when I was doing it.
Oh, is that the one where you kind of made it look kind of almost like a cherry blossom?
Yes, that's exactly what I was going for. It was a cherry blossom heart. I changed the pattern. The pattern was supposed to call for a baby pink. I didn't like it. I thought it was tacky. So I went with the next best thing in a rose color.
Okay. And that'll be next week's thing.
She'll be back next week.
I'll bring one or two more shows.
We got to go.
Have a good one.
It's been fun. We'll talk to you next week as soon as we get plugged in here.
If it works for me.
If it works for you, we might get it close.
And if anyone feels that I... If anyone feels that I wasn't actually well with the description, by all means, like I said, give me a text and I'll let you know.
www.peter@gmail.com.